Are there any objections?
Point of order.
Oh, go ahead.
No, yes. This is just separate. You had originally raised the issue of putting in the third sentence, therefore the affiliate task force is recommending the expansion of this program into an outreach division as a part of the national office beginning October 1st, as the first sentence of the first paragraph. Are we just not addressing that?
I took the first sentence out and put it as a motion. The PNB Affiliates Task Force moves that an outreach division be formed as part of the Pacifica National Office. And that was part of the first sentence, and that was the first sentence in the introduction, but I think that needs to come out and be at the top of the proposal as the motion.
Okay.
That's my suggestion.
But we're not discussing that. We're discussing
right. Okay.
the
mm-hmm.
amendment right now.
Right. That's true. We're just seeing whether we are in agreement with adding Ursula's suggestion that we address the method of deliberation about the financial allocations.
Right. Rip, I have
yes,
one
John.
Quick question. If we take out holistic, just read, not the whole thing, Ursula, but just read the final sentence without the word holistic and see if that makes sense.
And should be considered together with them as a...
Considered together, period. You've already said it's integrally connected.
What I propose is should be considered as one.
Okay. How does that sound?
Well, it's... it sounds like it's a bit... stronger and more, it, like if you consider it as one, you're merging it all together, right? Is that the objective
yeah.
here? Is to have the.
I don't know if that's really a good description of what's happening.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if the word integrated allocation, integration means that while they have their separate entities, the allocations are kind of integrated as they relate to each other. Because if you take out the word, what was the word we took out? The word that we took out leaves it kind of unclear, I think. I'm not opposing this motion. I just want clarity in the wording.
So you're saying when we took holistic out,
yeah.
it became less clear then?
It became less clear unless we say they should be considered together, not merged, but together.
Right. I thought integral was the word, and it implied that they all kind of interrelate.
Yeah.
But integrate was not the word we wanted. That,
yeah,
that
okay.
would imply that they're all wrapped together.
You're absolutely
as
right.
one document. They're not
That's
one
right.
document. But so I kind of tend to go with Don that we're going to need to hear this read one more time.
Okay. So financial allocations for the outreach division are integrally connected to the national operations and programming allocations and should be considered together with them.
That sounds clear.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much better because they're different budgets, but what we're trying to do is say that they are just as important and that this one can't be forgotten.
That's right.
That's what we're really saying is this yeah. this particular budget or allocation of resources can't be forgotten or done in private by somehow.
Right. And that most recent wording, I think, really catches that idea.
Okay.
Could Ursula read it one more time?
Okay. Sure. Ursula, please.
Like a jazz show. One more time.
The allocations for the National Outreach Division are integrally connected to the national operations and programming allocations. And
you don't want the word financial in front of that allocation?
Financial allocations and should be considered together with them.
George, I think we've got it. You want to ask Mr. Chair if there are objections?
And that's what what I would be saying then, are there objections to this statement being added to the proposal? Or I guess I should say added to the motion that we're going to make about the proposal. Hearing no objections, can we review what we're voting on as a motion from this task force to the board? And I think, Chandra, you had a sentence taken out there to use as the motion.
Yes. And are we adding this sentence to that motion?
Yes.
Or is this a separate sentence?
I think now we've decided to add it to the motion, to our main proposal to the board. A recommendation to the board.
The PNB Affiliates Task Force moves that an outreach division be formed as part of the Pacifica National Office. The financial allocation for this proposed National Outreach Division is integrally connected to the National Operations and Programming budget and should be considered as one. Doesn't hang together, folks, I don't think.
Point of order, you left out the date of the start of the...
Right. Effective 10-107.
I have another correction.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I think you said as one, but the wording we decided on was together.
Together with them, right. They would be determined together with them.
Mm-hmm.
Were the last words of Ursula's...
Okay.
Not as one.
Right.
Okay.
This is Ursula. I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Ursula.
Where do we stand on the budget? Are we submitting the budget with this proposal?
First, I would ask, are members on the call aware of the budget that we have in front of us to put forward? And that was called the 06-07 budget for the task force. We drafted
it's an 08 budget, actually, fiscal 08.
Oh, yes. Right. Well, we took it from, okay. I also am going to need to be very clear on which exact document we're forwarding to the board. The one I have is a request it's a suggestion that this would cost $117,989. But that does not include,
no,
the increases.
That's this year's.
That's this year's. Right. I'm looking at the wrong one already. Okay.
Members, I'm going to have to leave in a few minutes. Is there any way for us to take some affirmative action?
Should we, Chandra or Ursula, do you have the number in front of you on the 08? I don't have the document here.
Well, I have most of the numbers. It's a little bit open-ended because you were going to decide on the salary part of it. So I that part's not filled in, but I can tell you everything else. Just 1 second. It's coming up on the computer.
Okay.
Any day now?
Pardon?
I'm talking to my computer. It's like,
all right.
Any day now. Cricket.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, here it is. Let me make an addition. The budget was open because there was this part left out. But so far it's
while Ursula's doing that, can we step back for just a minute and could I ask something else?
Okay.
You sent out a notice that this meeting started at 8:30 Eastern, but I came on, I think, at about 10 minutes after 8, and the meeting, people were already assembling for the meeting, so we started the meeting before 8:30 Eastern.
Right.
I have a feeling that some people thought that they were supposed to start the meeting at 8 Eastern.
That was one announcement that Ursula sent out. She actually posted 8 o'clock Eastern.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right,
didn't
so
we
my,
decide last month that we were going to move it to 8?
Yes.
So my question is, are we sure that the next meeting is starting at 8 Eastern?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to be sure. Thank you.
All right.
We voted to go back to the original time that it always was. We had altered it to 8:30 because Star asked if we could do that to accommodate him.
Oh, that's
and
right.
We did it, and he never came on any phone calls thereafter.
Right. Okay, right.
I just wanted to be sure for the next meeting that we were on.
We voted to bring it back to 8 p.m.
Okay.
For those of us on the East Coast because at this point,
mm-hmm.
It's almost 10:30.
Yep.
And
okay,
that's when I'm going to ring off the call.
In fact, I would recommend
that
we...
So in case there are any more lost puppies out there, I won't be there to find them.
Right. That we go ahead and approve the proposal and then deal with the budget that we would attach to it so that we can at least get this proposal moved forward.
Let me say this, Rip, that the budget without the coordinator salary is, or my salary, is $100,275. So, you know, the addition of I can't put words in your mouth in terms of, my estimate is, I would say about $165,000. But I'm putting words in your mouth here because you guys said you wanted to decide on the salary.
I know that we're getting into personnel matters, but I think as just a general public matter of a position at Pacifica that we could look at what a comparable position would be. And it's true, I don't have an answer that I could tell everyone about that yet. But I have a feeling that the 65 is the number.
So I think we're talking about 165,
170,000. Folks, Rob wants to vote, and we're going to lose him if we don't vote
right.
on
well,
this
I think
proposal.
That we should go ahead and see if we want to approve the Outreach Division proposal.
I move that we approve the proposal.
I second it.
Would anybody object to this proposal? I hear no objections from the group.
I'm sorry.
Yes,
question?
Go ahead. Serene?
The proposal on sending in figures with 165?
No, we're not voting on that yet. We're voting right now on the proposal itself.
As amended?
As amended, for the expanded job description and office.
I'd like to abstain.
Will the secretary note that there is an abstention?
Yes, I will.
Are there any other objections or abstentions? Hearing none, that we will then send this to the Pacifica National Board. Thanks, Rob, for sticking around.
Appreciate
it. Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Let's see, we were looking for those numbers. We've heard those numbers now. Without having the actual details in front of us, is there interest in proposing somehow we would frame this budget as saying, this is the suggested budget. I wouldn't claim that we're the experts on every dollar, but I think that a lot of these items that we have in this budget are legitimate and should be considered. So what's the feeling of the membership on how we would proceed at this point?
My understanding is that we had approved the budget. In theory, we had approved what we saw in the working committee, and we were going to bring it forth, and you were going to check in a differential of $5,000,
right,
for the suggested salary. And when you had that number, we would add it to what we all had agreed on, and we would move it forward into the proposal.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have that. Does anyone else have, has anyone else have any information on that?
I can tell you at this point, my computer, I guess I was trying so hard to get that resolution that my computer locked up. So I don't have anything in front of me.
Rip, you need information about what it is? I can give you that. Is that what you're asking for?
I think what Dina, what I had planned on doing that I didn't do was call Greg and just flat out ask him what the salaries were of some national staff and GMs and try to get a handle on the kind of the average and what would compare in terms of workload. So I don't have that information myself.
Rip.
Go ahead, Don.
Maybe we could have wording here so that we can approve this.
Mm-hmm.
That we approve the budget and the salary, which we recommend be consistent with the salary scales of comparable positions in the foundation. Because you're going to have trouble coming up with an exact dollar amount tonight, aren't you?
Oh, I would think so, and I think even going forward from this point, there could be challenges on specific dollar amounts. I think that we need to have kind of a ballpark figure. I know Ursula's done some crunching and really come down with some exact numbers, but I'm not sure that...
Well, we're only talking about one number, aren't we, and that's the salary?
Well, right, with her basic budget being the $100,000.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a 2006-07 budget.
Okay.
And that's that has a total of 117,989.62, but it's not an 08 budget; it's an 07 budget.
Well, and that doesn't include additional outreach duties.
No.
In her job description at that time.
That budget 117 what?
989.62. It's an actual budget for 06-07.
Right.
And that's a total.
Well, the way Don had phrased that is interesting. I'm looking for comments from members if they think that that is clear enough or if we would be opening ourselves up. Or to Ursula, do you believe that we would accomplish something with that wording, or are you hesitant to leave it that open?
Maybe I could alter my position.
I'm not sure.
Maybe Don could rephrase his
Well,
no, I understand what Don was saying.
But I'm rethinking. I have a different proposal.
Okay.
I think that we have a real interest in seeing that Ursula is compensated commensurate with all of the work she's doing. So maybe instead of having an exact dollar amount, we should think of a salary between X and Y. For instance, if we believe the approximate salary is $65,000, is that what the chair has suggested probably is
yeah.
reasonable? So maybe we could say, to get as close to that, we could say recommending a salary between $63,000 and $68,000. And then that would give some wiggle room. If we don't want to mention a specific number, we could recommend in our motion with a salary between $63,000 and $68,000 or something like that.
I just found these. Oh, no, it's the same.
Same one.
It said 08, but it's not. It's 06, 07.
Let me ask you this, Mr. Chair.
Teresa,
you can't send it to me. I'm sorry. I'm not online.
Mr. Chair, could
yeah.
you answer this question? What is the purpose in us approving this budget right now? This is going to be a recommendation to the National Board for this whole program. Is that right?
Right. It accompanies the proposal in for two purposes. One is to reinforce the proposal as a cost-neutral improvement to the foundation. And second is to break this budget out to become more transparent and to become a legitimized financial allocation within the national office that is much more transparent and able, so that the affiliate so that the outreach coordinator is able to actually budget those funds for the year without wondering whether there's going to be any money or not. Part of the purpose of institutionalizing this budget is because in the past till now, the only way that each individual expenditure is made is by individual request. And what we're trying to do is establish an ongoing annual budget for this program.
And again, to be clear, we're even though we're saying budget because this was prepared as a budget, ultimately, really all we're talking about is allocations here. I mean, ultimately, Lonnie, you know, I would love to have a standalone budget, but ultimately Lonnie's going to make the budget he needs to make.
But we approved at the last PNV meeting that there be a separate budget for the affiliates program.
It wasn't the last one, but it was...
It was a line item, actually, not a budget that was proposed.
Yeah, and I'd have to say in consultation with the executive director and really looking at this over the last 6 to 8 months, this is the next step in the progression of building on what we have for the national office to serve the foundation. So I see this as kind of the next evolution of the word, if you want to believe in that. It's just a scientific term, really. That since last June, this is our next step to take.
So, Rip, are we kind of just blocked here slightly because we don't know how to word our proposed salary?
I guess, yeah, that's the only impediment we have right now.
That's the only impediment. So I've made two recommendations. Others
okay.
may have others. And I would just like to see what people think. I mean, the two that I made was commensurate and consistent with salaries paid for comparable positions, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then the other one is recommending a salary between, maybe I should make it $64,500 and $66,000. But maybe then the other proposal I made was $63,000 to $68,000. But maybe others have other proposals because I think this is our only roadblock here.
Yes,
okay,
and that's what I'm asking for specifics right now on what ideas on this exact topic right here.
Let me see if I understand this. We move that the PNB approve this budget with salaries commensurate with salaries paid for comparable work?
Well, that I kind of withdrew that. I actually went to a more specific recommendation, Teresa, $63,000 to $68,000.
Well, I'd like to weigh in on that statement.
Okay.
I don't think that's right. I think it puts us in so, you know, we have a national foundation that has not done very much work in strategic planning,
mm-hmm.
and does not sound to me as if have we really worked with the executive director on this proposal?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Several times. A number of hours, actually.
I'm just thinking that it does put us as a task force in a delicate position to suggest the amount of the salary.
I agree, and I just had a suggestion or a thought that if we were to instead say that we would like to work with the HR director to determine a commensurate salary, something along
mm-hmm.
that line. That means we're postponing the number at this moment, but that we're bringing in an HR person to collaborate on establishing, because I think we should then say that we recommend an increase in compensation because of the additional duties that are being required and that we meet with the HR director to determine that increase.
Maybe you could add the executive director as well then.
Yes, right. There you go. So we have a team of people from national and the HR director, the ED, the affiliate coordinator, outreach. So that those three people, and Ursula, do you need others at the table? Does this task force need to be part of that?
Well, I don't think I should be at the table.
Oh, that's right. So it's the ED, the HR director.
What about the affiliates task force chair?
Okay. So then what our motion says is that the budget without salary is 100,000 or 101,000. And that
the budget gone down from 067 or the
no, that's without salary for this position. I'm not sure how I'm phrasing that correctly then.
Yeah, it seems like it went down, but it went up because
yeah.
The salary, you know, is a significant part of it.
Right.
Okay, so we move that the PNB approve this budget. Without the salary.
Yeah, and this budget is just for the coming year.
Are you asking the PNB to approve this budget or to...
I think that we are just attaching this budget as a recommendation.
Yeah, I think you should recommend it to the Finance Committee. I think to ask,
yes.
You know, you're going over the Finance Committee's head by asking...
No,
the
and we can't. Part of this deal is that we're referring it to Finance at the board meeting.
Exactly.
That's part of this arrangement.
Yeah.
So far we have two motions. They really can't be together. So far we have the establishment of the outreach division and the financial allocation, and now we want to put a third one about the salary of the coordinator.
We could also put this as an amendment. We have approved the motion as amended, and we could also add this as an amendment, or we could put this actually. I mean. Not too late to add an amendment, I think. And if we want to add this, that we move that we attach this budget to the. Oh, I give up. I'm sorry. I
have a point of information, please. Hello.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Go ahead, Serene.
A copy of the proposed budget has been distributed. The current one, the one that's under discussion now. That's my question. Has it been distributed? I don't have a copy.
Right. The one that I just sent out is not the correct version. That was the current budget to date that we constructed, that Ursula constructed for us. For some reason, at the computer I'm at, I don't have the document in front of me.
Okay. But so there's a change of about, 50-something thousand from last year's budget?
Yes. Ursula, are you able to capsulize the areas where there's some increases
yeah.
there without too much time?
I think the areas, there's three main areas of increase. There's a little bit of increase in conference call expenses, but the main increases have to do with outreach costs. There's a public relations consultant for $5,000. There's money for a promotional campaign, which is the biggest increase, which is a $30,000 section. There's a little bit of marketing for the Radio for People campaign. And the other increase really is in the salary. Other than that, things are, I think, pretty similar.
So the increase over the current budget really relates to the new duties of outreach and some
yes.
specific projects.
Yes,
and then there's
much.
Possibly, there's about a $10,000 to $15,000 salary.
Yeah, all of them do, actually.
Is that going to be sent out to the task force?
Basically, what we're doing is we're building in some allocations for outreach is essentially what we're doing.
Okay,
right.
No, I'm saying I got what yeah. Rip sent out earlier, the 0607.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have internet access anymore. I'm asking whether the 0708, the 08 budget essentially
yes.
is going to be sent out to the task force.
Yes, as soon as I get this correct version in front of me, which I apologize for sending the wrong one. I just didn't.
No, not a problem. This is interesting, too.
Yeah, I have a number of them of either budgets or proposals. And I, so as soon as we get this one, which is just a recommendation, I will certainly send that out. And also I need a sense from the task force whether I should be sending this ahead of time to the board so that those impediments are not brought up at the meeting that we hadn't delivered this in time. And,
are you going to? You can submit this with the proposal for the book, can't you?
I could. Yeah.
Why not? I might as well go for it.
I'd be sending that tomorrow morning. So Ursula, if you can resend me that 08 budget, then I'll have better luck finding it here, I guess. I appreciate that. And then I can send that out tomorrow to the rest of the task force. So the wording here, as Chandra brought up, is that since we have one motion that we're presenting, is this now another amendment that we're recommending these financial allocations, and that we meet to make adjustments in the compensation and the salary? Is that an amendment that we're making to this motion? Are there ideas on the process from other members here?
Someone needs to be very specific and write it down and read it.
Well, we have the motion, so all we're discussing now is the second part of recommending the financial allocations.
Right, but we have
established.
We have discussed about four versions of it.
Well, I'll read what I have now.
Okay, Chandra, go ahead.
The PNB Affiliates Task Force moves that an outreach division be formed as part of the Pacifica National Office effective 10-107, and that the financial allocation for this proposed division be integrally connected to the budget for national operations and programming.
I'm confused. I thought we approved that as amended.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, that's what we have so far.
Right.
Okay.
And
so
then,
do you have a suggestion on the next?
Did we not approve that?
We did approve that.
Yeah, I thought it was
so
slightly
now,
different wording, but we approved it. But Chandra,
I'll send the wording, Don.
Okay.
Oh,
now you're
okay.
Proposing.
So I think now Teresa wants to know what we're proposing with this financial.
Don White here.
Go ahead, Don.
It seems to me that we could come to an agreement and even vote on it, but instead of an amendment or a motion, isn't this an explanatory attachment explaining that the budget that we're recommending is the following budget, but that the salary for the coordinator is going to be determined by the process that we've talked about? Can't we consider this kind of, not exactly a cover letter, but an explanatory attachment just to explain the reality that, that we're submitting this budget, that we're going to pass it, I think, in committee, and then that we're recommending that the salary be determined by the process that we just talked about, with this collaborative coming to the table and discussing and determining.
Yeah, Don, I think the word amendment here is referring to the decision-making process, not to the document. Is that right? Or am I off?
I would agree with Don. The only question I have, Ursula, do you think if it's not a motion about the salary and about the financial allocations, will it happen?
Well, no, then let's do a motion. No, that's fine. I just thought that the motion to submit the budget would cover it, but it could be a separate motion, yeah.
Oh, okay. So the only missing piece, Don, then, would be the salary. Because you're right, that we're covered with the budget part, with financial.
Yeah, but we could agree on an explanatory opening statement attached to the budget, explaining the process that we're recommending to determine the salary.
Oh, okay.
What I suggest we do is we attach a proposed budget, and that we put a footnote in it that the salary for the coordinator position would be commensurate with, and then we can say whatever we want to commensurate with, other staff in national office or whatever. And that we give a proposed range or something, or we just leave this. Huh?
Oh, point of order.
Go ahead.
Well, Chandra, I thought we had moved beyond that and had determined a kind of formula that a group of people was going
to decide that?
Yeah.
We did not vote on that, so...
How's that?
Yeah, we didn't vote on that.
No, we didn't vote on it, but I mean, we didn't vote on it. So I think we have conflicting proposals here, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I would suggest that we go with the committee because, as others have pointed out, it's not really our purview to set salary.
Right.
Okay, well, this is Teresa. Let me say this. You know, we don't have a specific motion on the floor because nobody's written it down. We're doing a lot of discussion. Somebody needs to make a motion.
It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast.
And either approve it or turn it down.
Okay, well then, what I think we're looking for is a motion that that the new position requires a salary adjustment, and that will be determined by a committee of the HR director, ED, and the chair of the affiliate task force.
So moved.
Second.
And then the board could always amend it if they wanted to add,
exactly,
like a personnel committee or something, you know, I mean, but we got to just move something forward, I guess.
Can I make one small suggestion?
Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. That in the opening paragraph after the thing about the integral allocations, mm-hmm, that there just be one sentence saying a budget is being attached, which is our proposal to the finance committee.
Is there any disagreement with that?
This is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Does anybody have the wording of what we're going to vote on right now?
Well, I just made a recommendation, Teresa, that with that wording.
Okay.
You have that written down?
Point of information.
Done.
Yes.
Could we hear
Ursula.
Teresa's?
Well, Ursula, I just need information. Are you suggesting that your wording replaces the formation of that committee?
No, I'm assuming that statement is with the budget.
Okay.
I'm just suggesting that you add a sentence in the proposal which refers to the fact that there is an attachment, so it's explained. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah, okay, fine. That's my question is answered.
Teresa, did you have a comment or question on this? You were asking if we had it in writing.
That's right.
Ursula, are you able to send your...
You proposed something.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, mine is that in the last sentence in the first paragraph of the proposal is that a budget is attached with our recommendations to the Finance Committee for allocations, for this year's allocations.
Do you have that in writing? Did you write it down?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'll send it to you, Teresa, okay?
Okay. Because
Teresa, I appreciate your patience.
My computer's totally locked.
Okay.
I can't.
I'll send it to you, Teresa, I promise.
Well, it should say a proposed fiscal 2008 budget.
Okay.
And whatever Rip said, that somebody said, well, I second that, I hope that is written down somewhere because I didn't get it unless he wants to repeat it so I can try to write it down manually.
Well, I think that what our statement at the beginning of the financial proposal that we're attaching is going to say that the new position needs a commensurate salary that will be determined by a committee of the HR director, the executive director, and the chair of the affiliate task force. Were the people that, does that sound similar to what you seconded?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Did anybody write this down?
Yes, Teresa.
That's great.
Yeah, Teresa, I promise I'll send it to you, okay?
Okay, well, just be prepared to read it before I vote on it, because I heard Rip saying something, I heard you say something. You say you are writing it down what you said. Did you write down what Rip said? Because I'm expected to vote on it, and I don't know what it is. Okay.
You want me to read it again?
Yes, please.
Total thing that we're going to vote on.
Okay.
It's two things. The first thing is one sentence in the introductory paragraph of the proposal, which reads, a proposed 2007 and 2008 allocations are attached with our recommendations to the Finance Committee for this year's allocations for the Outreach Division. Okay? For this year's Outreach Division. I mean, it's redundant. Okay? And then at the beginning of the attached budget, it will say the new position needs a commensurate salary that will be determined by a committee of the HR person, the executive director, and the chair of the Affiliates Committee.
One question for the body. I don't want to complicate this because I know it's late in the East Coast. This committee of three, should it also include the CFO?
The CFO is not my supervisor.
Okay.
That would be a good answer. That question will come up again. I'm glad you brought it up.
I'm sure it will come up.
Yes.
Teresa, do you have that wording now sufficiently to vote?
But can I point out that the affiliates chair is also not the supervisor of the affiliates coordinator?
Neither is the HR director, but we're trying to have...
HR is HR.
Right.
Albeit a temporary or an interim HR.
Technically, Rip is in a superior position to me because he's a board member. Pardon me?
So is the entire PNB, for that matter.
Well, yeah.
So should it be all PNB members on this committee? Or? Just curious.
That's 22 members. That's fairly unworkable.
No. I said on this committee.
Oh, I see. That would be right. There's 4 to 6. I'd have to look at the list.
Or it could be the structure committee who put up this proposal in the first place.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And there were 4 of us on it.
This is Teresa.
Go ahead, Teresa.
I am not opposed to having the chair of the Affiliates Task Force as part of the three. I would be satisfied to think that the HR director and the ED could agree upon the salary. But I do not think that it is to our advantage to include more than 3 people in determining the salary. And it's really, to me, it's merely making more of this than needs to be done to pull so many people in to discuss the salary.
I would say that normally at Pacifica, the ED and who he consults with make the salaries up as been indicated in the past. This is not really the board doesn't deal with individual salaries on an individual basis. It's done by the HR department, the executive director, who's the supervisor, and his recommendations to the national budget, which when he collaborates with the CFO. So what my role there is really is just as a I suppose as a witness and there to answer any questions about the position and the intent of the position, because I'm certainly not there in any role that would assume that I know what I'm doing in the HR area. So it's HR and ED who would be the ED representing the foundation, HR representing the employee, and I'm there representing the task force. So that would be my role.
I think that's appropriate.
Are there any other comments? Serene, are you okay with that, or do you want to again assert that perhaps others should be on that group?
I was merely pointing out if the CFO, who actually I think should be involved and is required to be involved in financial decisions, shouldn't be on part of the team because, quote, he's not her supervisor. I was merely pointing out there were other people who also did not have that reporting relationship.
Right.
Who are part of the team.
Right, and I hear what you're saying, but I think it's between the ED and the CFO when they work out the budget at the national office. That's how it's done for other national staff that that are in national as far as, I mean, that's what I'm aware of, the process being. So in other words, I think the CFO and the ED already collaborate. So by default, the CFO will be involved.
Yeah, no, I'm not wedded to it one way or the other. I was merely pointing out that appears to be inconsistent by way of an explanation for why he should be included.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. All right. Okay. So are we ready to go forward here and add this to our presentation to the board? If I don't hear any other discussion.
No, I would like this, before we approve this, I would like to add as to what we're approving.
Okay, well, I think it would be the two statements that Ursula read.
Can we read them again?
Okay, Ursula, I got half of each one written as you were reading them. Are you able to read those again to the group? And I will.
One sentence and the end of the first paragraph of the proposal reads, proposed 2007 allocations are attached as our recommendations to the Finance Committee for this year's Outreach Division. And then at the beginning of the budget, it will say the new position needs a commensurate salary that will be determined by committee, the HR person, executive director, and chair of the Affiliates Committee.
I have a little different proposed wording for the first sentence, if that's okay.
Okay.
A proposed fiscal 2008 budget for this division is attached, outlining the task force's financial recommendations to the National Finance Committee.
Could you say that again, Chandra?
Oh, are you moving a substitution?
Say it again, Chandra.
A proposed fiscal 2008 budget for this division is attached, outlining the task force's financial recommendations to the National Finance Committee.
Outlining the task forces?
This task force's
this task
financial
force.
Recommendations. To the National Finance Committee.
Yeah, that reads well.
Okay.
You mean that's attached?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Attached.
And that would be the last sentence, and that would be the next to last sentence for the introductory paragraph?
Yeah, but can you replace the word allocation instead of budget? Because there is no, it's not really a budget in the sense that it's not complete.
Okay.
Okay.
And then I think that the proposal for the salary for the position of director should be included in the paragraph that says staff. In other words, there's a paragraph that says staff and it has director. It is proposed that the affiliates coordinator's job be redefined as the outreach division director. And it says see attached job description. And then right after that would be the sentence about the salary for this position. I think that's where it should go. That's my recommendation.
I thought we were keeping the budget, any finances out of that, and we were keeping it descriptive.
Okay, fine. I'm okay with that.
Okay, are we...
Can I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
What is what's the deadline by which this is supposed to reach the NFC?
Tomorrow, it's supposed to reach the national office tomorrow morning. For inclusion in the packet for the PNB meeting. That's why we're struggling tonight. And
yeah, I'm just not comfortable voting on figures that I haven't even seen.
Figures?
That's what
I can understand that, right. This is just for, it's a suggestion. We're sending it, what we're asking the board to do is allow it to be included in the deliberations by the Finance Committee. So this budget or this financial allocation that we're sending is simply a recommendation, and it does not actually it doesn't determine what the allocations are. This goes back to Finance Committee. So I understand that you're voting in the dark on this. However, you're not voting for something that's set in stone. You're only voting to recommend that there's a budget It is well within the revenues generated. It's not asking for new money to be spent. It's simply asking for a reallocation of monies that come from the affiliate program to go back to affiliates and National Foundation Outreach. It's kind of giving the foundation a free ride in some ways, you could look at it in that sense, that the stations don't need to raise this money.
Well, why don't we put that in the introductory paragraph? I think it's important to put it right there.
Uh-huh.
After it says a proposed fiscal 08 allocation for this division is attached,
uh-huh.
This is money reallocated from income generated from the affiliates program.
Don White here.
Don, go ahead.
But maybe that mixes affiliates and outreach. So.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of oppose the new fundamental tinkering with wording, because when this is presented to the board, all of these explanations are going to have to be made.
Right.
We don't have to put every explanation into the wording, because,
right.
believe me, there's going to be questions and a really rich discussion. So
right.
I even though it's only 8:10 here in Los Angeles, I'm going to have to leave the call in about 5 minutes, because I have to prepare for a major event tomorrow that I'm working on. So you see my point, that
mm-hmm.
that a lot of this can be explained when this,
mm-hmm.
and the less we start tinkering with the new explanations, the better I'm going to like it.
Yes, and my idea always going to legislative bodies is to try to keep it short and simple.
Right.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we put the sentence about director position, the coordinator position, in the budget that's going to finance,
that's
and not put it
originally suggested.
Yeah, that,
I think
we're ready to vote.
I think that's the best place to put it, and it doesn't go in the project outline, because it really doesn't belong there anyway.
I thought
okay.
we had already decided that was going to be the
that was
clarifying.
One of the early proposals. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I move that. I move that we do that.
Okay. Well. Is Teresa able to make sense of this?
Absolutely not.
Not.
All I, you know, of all I heard of what Chandra just said was, I move that we do that.
Teresa,
I have nothing in writing.
That's all you need to know, Teresa.
To Teresa, it's the same thing we've read to you now 3 times. What part of it isn't clear?
Well, and what I would also say, since Teresa's computer's not working, is this is a circular discussion here. So why don't we just, we're going to have to move on it and send Teresa the wording.
Well, let me be frank with you. I'm a little frustrated because, you know, Ursula read 3 times, granted, what she wanted to say, and then Chandra came in and said, now I think that we ought to change the first part, just a little minor change, she said. And then what she said sounded perfectly good, and I said, is this a substitution for the first part? And I didn't get an answer, and we haven't voted on that. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
Yes, I withdraw mine, and in deference to Chandra's.
Okay, well, did somebody write down what Chandra said? It sounded great.
Chandra wrote it down.
Okay.
But I can't email it to anybody.
Well, you don't have to email it if you will read
here,
it, and we vote.
I'll read it out again.
Oh, you got it,
Ursula?
Yeah, it's
okay.
proposed allocations.
Fiscal 2008.
Right. Proposed fiscal 2008 allocations are attached, outlining this task force finances, financial recommendations for the National Outreach Division.
Finance.
No. A proposed fiscal 2008 allocation for this division is attached.
Okay.
Outlining this task force's financial recommendations to the National Finance Committee.
Right. Sorry.
So if I understand correctly, Ursula has now written that down, and that is a substitution for what Ursula wanted at the very beginning.
That's one way to think about it, but what we can all think about it as is the only motion on the table at this time, on the floor.
Ursula withdrew hers.
Is there any objection to that language? Let's just deal with that part before we talk about the... If we can move on... this part right now, this is a significant step.
Yeah, I just had to think.
Okay, and it's very understandable. And if the secretary would note that there is that abstention on this vote. Okay, this next step, I don't know whether we need to, I guess we should approve it, that the salary be commensurate and that the committee be formed and that that sentence be simply stated on the financial allocation proposal itself.
Correct.
I suggest that sentence be, that there the where the budget has the salary or a proposed salary for the coordinator, that there be a footnote. You know, there be like an asterisk or whatever, and then that there's a footnote, and at the bottom of the budget, that's where that sentence is.
Don White here.
Yes, Don.
You know, I really can't support that because I believe it is important that it not be an asterisk or a footnote. I think it needs to be very clearly stated, a clarifying statement, not a kind of like a cover letter would do, that this budget is lacking, you know, the director's salary, but we have a formula here to determine it. I don't think it should be buried or a footnote or something. I think it should be pretty clearly in the opening explanatory statement page.
Well, it could be there, but it could be a single line as well on the actual spreadsheet.
Yeah, it could be in both places.
Yep, okay. Does everyone understand what we're saying here sufficiently, or are there questions? Okay, so is there any opposition to having a statement that the salary be determined by the ED and the HR person? Is it called HR person or HR?
HR director.
Director, yes.
And she's, yeah, right.
If there's no objection to that, then we'll have that statement. And I believe we've then, as a task force, approved the material that we're sending to the board.
I have a question.
Uh-huh. Yes, go ahead, Serene.
And I remember when we voted on treating this allocation as inseparably connected to the operations and programming allocation. I remember voting on that as an amendment, but I don't remember voting on the whole motion. Unless, did you guys do the double vote?
I believe we did. Was the am I incorrect in that? Others on the task
you
force
separated
call?
It by only accepting Chandra's substitution as the first sentence, and we
No, that's a separate matter. I'm not talking about the vote where she replaced the language 2007 to 2008 with fiscal year 08. I'm not talking about that.
The next
I'm talking
sentence
about earlier.
Is the one you're talking about.
I'm talking about the vote we had earlier on where we addressed the issue of linking this allocation with the other two areas. I remember voting on that section, that particular language, being added to the general motion, but I don't remember a vote on the full motion.
Huh. Okay, I thought I'd ask for any objections.
The part that you had separated. Remember, you separated, I think, what was it, the third or fourth paragraph?
Yeah, you guys did vote on it.
Yeah.
You did.
Well, it was simply the chair asking if there's any objection.
Right.
Okay, I'd like to abstain on that also. I don't recall hearing that broached together. I remember voting on the second part, abstaining from the second part.
Exactly. Well, we voted to add it to the other sentences because we had already voted on the first part, actually. And then we voted to add the third, ending sentence.
Right, but when you amend something, you vote on the amendment. You vote on amending it and then on the fully amended thing.
Right, and so I think I'd ask if there was an objection, if there was an objection to adding that to the.
Okay, I must have missed that. Not a problem.
Yeah. But the secretary can certainly note that that you've abstained from that.
Great.
Teresa, are you on the call?
I'm going to have to listen. I'm going to have to go to the archives and listen to this whole thing again and try to.
Oh my! We're streaming. Okay.
can I make my proposal before Don has to leave?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so we're done with that item on the agenda.